So if you haven't noticed, we've sort of loaded this service with lots of music and a little bit of preaching. How many of you like that balance as a regular thing moving forward? Now, if you're a sports fan and have been following the playoffs at all, you know that there were screams of joy coming out of Chicago last night. Because, yes, are there any screams of joy coming out? Oh, yeah. So after 70 years of nearly getting there and heartbreakingly coming close, the Chicago Cubs beat the Los Angeles Dodgers last night in the National League Championship Series, and now they are headed to the World Series, the first time in 70 years. There's a lot of joy pent up and waiting to explode and overflow. And it's not done yet. I'm sure it will overflow if they win the World Series, but just getting to the World Series last night, there was just this sense of relief. Finally, they're at least going to the big dance. Now, in a sense, we've kept you waiting a long time, too, to get to this Sunday in our Psalm series. Because this is the Sunday of joy. Honest joy. And if I were to have asked you at the beginning of the Psalm series, what are the Psalms made up of? We probably would have gone to songs of praise, or songs of joy, or thanksgiving first off, because we think of the Psalms, and those are typically the kinds of Psalms that we turn to. But we've been trying over these last 6 weeks to show you that the Psalms are broader than that. The Psalms are deeper than that. And so here's your quiz, your final exam. What have you learned about the Psalms, the breadth and the depth of the Psalms over these last 6 weeks together? Anybody, if you've been maybe part of one of the small group Bible studies or you've just been in worship with us, what have you learned about the Psalms? Raise your hand if you have an idea. Yes. They cover the range of emotions. What else?
They can be raw.
That's right. They can pierce us at very deep, raw places in our souls. What else? Anything from the choir? You got a big choir up here. There's got to be some good wisdom up there. We've learned that there are psalms that are prayers of lament. There are psalms that are prayers of trust, like that great 23rd Psalm, or Psalm 121, turning to God for help. There are prayers that we pray with our fists, prayers of anger, crying out for God's presence, crying out for God's justice, crying out for God to just show up. And punctuated all throughout the Psalms are these prayers of joy, prayers of overflowing praise. And then they come at this great climax in the 150th Psalm, where everything lets loose. We finally get to the point of singing our praise to God. We've been giving you a quote every week, and in this week's quote from Eugene Peterson, we started with Eugene Peterson all the way back on week one, and we sort of ended with him as well. He talks about that praise is the terminus of the Psalms, both literally, we sort of end in Psalm 150 was all about praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But he also says all of our prayers end there. They may weave themselves through grief and lament, through hardship and heartache, but ultimately our prayers land at praise. I remember very vividly on September 11th, 2001, all of you sort of remember what you were doing that day and where you were. But I was an inside the Beltway pastor at the time. And so the attack on the Pentagon, the attack up in the New York City, hit with particular poignancy and depth because we had people from our congregation struggling just to get out of Washington that day. And immediately the barriers went up along NIH and Bethesda Naval Hospital. And we saw the change that had happened in our world. And like many of the churches, we scrambled to put together a service of prayer that evening, because we felt like it would be important for people to gather and to pray and to sing and to hold on to each other at this really scary time. I'll never forget the song that was the centerpiece of that service. At least it became the centerpiece for me. It's a new song that our band was learning and we was going to sing for the first time that coming Sunday. It's a song called Yet I Will Praise. Yet, I will praise. Eliza Toomey, one of our high school seniors, was singing solo on this, has this beautiful soprano voice, very pure and clear and from the heart. And she sang these words to us, "I will praise you, Lord my God, even in my brokenness, I will praise you. I will praise you, Lord my God, even in my desperation, I will praise you. And I can't understand all that you allowed. I just can't see the reason. But my life is in your hands. And though I cannot see you, I choose to trust you. And even when my heart is torn, I will praise you, Lord. And even when I feel deserted, I will praise you, Lord. Even in the darkest valley, I will praise you, Lord. And when my world is shattered, and it seems all hope is gone, yet I will praise you." That little word, yet I will praise you. Which is to say, in this journey through the Psalms, we've been learning that we can sing our prayers of lament and our prayers of sadness and our prayers of anger and our prayers of hope and our prayers of trust, and ultimately our prayers of praise will flow out. And in the midst of all of them, our prayers of praise and joy come through. Like Carissa was saying, it's joy that comes in the morning after the pain. It's a great climax, really. It's the day. It's no wonder that we have so much music here today. If you were at the 9:30 service, we had music from U2 and all over the place. We've got music from Africa here. It's a global day of praise to God. And hear these words from Psalm 150 again. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise God for his mighty deeds. Praise God according to his surpassing greatness. Here's what we are to praise God with. Trumpet sound, lute and harp, tambourine and dance, strings and pipe, clanging cymbals, clashing cymbals. And at the very end, let everything that breathes, every creature, all of God's people, everything that breathes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There could not be a more fitting end to our prayers, a more fitting end to our series, a more fitting end to the book of Psalms than to land here. Because our end is the praise of God. Our end is to live in God's joy. Our end is to overflow, that we want to pull out all the stops and to sing with all of our hearts, our broken hearts, our full hearts, our everything in between hearts. Let everything and everyone that breathes praise the Lord. Amen.